Bonjour, welcome to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine. I'm your host, Cole Primo. Today we're revisiting our chat with Jada Brown, a Minneapolis-based singer, songwriter, and spoken word poet who is affiliated with the Turtle Mountain Band of Ojibwe. We spoke with her in December 2022, not long after she released her debut solo album called Admiration. She's also in a band called Willows, who had just released their EP. In addition to showcasing some of her great work, she talked with us about what inspired her to use her voice to express herself, the energy that happens between a singer and the listener, and much more. Enjoy.
Miigwech for joining us. Native Lights is at its core a place for Native folks to tell their stories, and every week we have great conversations with wonderful guests from a whole bunch of different backgrounds, and it all has this focus on sharing our gifts with our communities, sharing our purpose, and here we are again, Cole, amplifying Native voices this week.
Yeah, betcha.
How's it going?
It's going great. You know, we talked last time that I was trying to work on my beach bod, and I've managed to drag myself to the gym a couple times, getting the muscles worked out just a little bit, you know.
Get your pump.
Just get that initial super soreness out of the way. I also checked out Chefs vs. Wild. Our previous guest, Derek Nicholas, suggested it. Mm-hmm. I really like it. It's one of the first food shows that I've seen where there's a Native co-host. They give little tidbits of knowledge about the importance of the specific foods there in British Columbia. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's great. They basically pair up a forager with a chef and put them in the bush. So it's great. I suggest it if you haven't checked it out. You know, there's Native folks on the show as both foragers and chefs, and it's great to see that representation there.
Yeah, I watched an episode. I watched the first episode, and I do want to watch more. I didn't realize that while they're foraging out in the wilderness of British Columbia, that they actually stay out in the wilderness.
Yeah, like, I'm still kind of curious if they have to build their own shelter or if they kind of get help. I saw them like dragging sticks and stuff like that. Maybe they just have to put it over the top of something. I don't know. But yeah, it seems like a very tough thing to do, try to sleep out in the cold. While also one of them was like just super exhausted because just not getting any sleep. Yeah, it's tough. It must have felt like that when you're on your Superior hiking trail trip, huh?
Well, you know, I brought a tent, so I didn't have to build my own shelter every night. But I do love the idea of it. I think it looks awesome for a couple nights. I know there are other shows, survival shows, where they go months and months.
Yeah, true.
That's a different flavor for me. But yeah, I think foraging and doing a little camping for 3 days sounds just right, just in that sweet spot. But in that first episode that I did watch, it was really cool to see the foraging and the advice of the foragers on what to find where. Like the mushrooms like to grow in the denser part of the woods, and then you'll find, you know, your crab apples more of the field areas where it gets more sun. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm taking notes.
And just like oysters. Oh, man, all the oysters out there. Yeah, that's something I've grown to like over the last few years. And
oh, good.
Very much makes me hungry.
What I do wonder about, though, and it's open for debate, but how do you judge food that's been foraged? How do you judge, like, who wins the contest? It just seems, I don't know, like, if your taste buds are rooted in a different cuisine, I don't know. Maybe there are foraged cuisine experts.
Just I feel it's a more of a personal preference, maybe, when it comes to those judging things. So in all the episodes, like all the food is great. It's just like kind of these little differences that'll put one over the top, maybe.
You know, maybe so. I should practice.
Yeah. I mean, you got Indigenous food out there, basically, right?
Oh, yeah. On the property here. Oh, yeah. But I would be open for a famous chef to forage and then cook, and then I'll try it. I'm open to it.
Rub on. Grease. Greasing.
Yep, exactly.
So, Leah, I wanted to ask you, are there any tunes that you're listening to? I know Unholy's a big, big thing right now from Sam Smith. What's going on?
Everybody's singing that tune. Well, that is a great question. And a friend and I are working on some jazz standards.
Oh.
So I'm really stoked about that. And we got a good playlist going. So I'm practicing a little Billie Holiday, a little Ella Fitzgerald. So, yeah, I'm kind of vibing to that right now. How about you?
I'm just, I try to get out of the synth wave black hole, which I find myself in every now and then.
Oh.
But recently I've been into this singer called Amber Mark, a very soulful R&B, fat beats and stuff like that. So I've enjoyed that. And mm-hmm. yeah, and I bring it up because, you know, we like speaking with each and every one of our guests, learning from the community and some of the leaders, you know, who are doing great mm-hmm. work. And some of these leaders and, you know, guests that we speak to are musicians. And as you know, Leah, music is incredibly powerful, can lift spirits and do a lot of magical things, seemingly. And maybe we're a little biased, you know, we're both musicians. But, you know, these artists, these native musicians that we've spoken with in the past are doing great work, you know, musically expressing and elevating our collective knowledge, all that type of stuff, you know, understanding human emotions, society, and all that.
Jeez.
I know, I'm getting
That's right.
it's a little bit epic rant, but music is limitless, really, I kind of see. But and
it's true.
I'm just very awe-inspiring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that just brings us to our guest today, who also happens to be a musician, you know, Jada Brown. Jada Brown, also known as Downtown Jada Brown, is a Twin Cities-based singer and spoken word poet who is active not only in the creative community, but in women's and indigenous rights movements as well. She says her music, for her, is a language to convey life and emotions while honoring expression and connection. Wow, wow. And I've listened to some of her music, and I gotta say, she's got, you know, amazing R&B soulful vibes, but it's not quite as easy to define that way. You know, she's experimenting with sounds and such. So, and you've spoken with her in the past, right?
I have. That's the wonderful thing about reporting in Indian countries. You get to talk to a lot of people. So we've crossed paths a couple times before.
As a bonus, she's going to be sharing a certified fresh unreleased song with us today. Ooh. In our episode. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great show, you know.
Excellent.
And here she is. Buju, Jada.
Hi, Buju. My name is Jada Brown, also known as Downtown Jada Brown. And I am zooming in from Cedar Avenue, Minneapolis, Dakota homelands. And my mom's side is from the Turtle Mountain Band of Ojibwe.
We like to ask, you know, how your family's doing, you know, during 2022, during this, you know, pandemic and all that stuff. How are you doing?
My family's doing well. There's been, besides like health wise, I mean, there's been some sicknesses. I feel like that's going around a lot right now. But as I grow older too, I realize just like growing older as an into an adult, I'm in my mid 20s. Reestablishing and really seeing your family members for who they are and just like how much they care for you when you're younger and how we care for them now that I'm growing older. It's just been, I think it's a beautiful age and time to be with family right now as we are kind of thinking of like how we care for one another and how we show up for each other emotionally and physically. So that's what, it's been a good time with family.
What is at the top of your mind right now? Is there anything that you're kicking around in your thoughts or in your life?
Well, I'm currently in the last of the semester. So that's what's on been on the top of my mind, just getting finished and trying to succeed and get good grades. And then also I'm finally releasing a project that's been in the back burner for a little while. So I'm kind of really trying to wrap up the year And so that's exciting.
So Jada, how do you spend your time then? You're a musician and a student?
Yeah, so I took a break from school for about 2 years, but I did move to Minneapolis. So I grew up in St. Michael, Minnesota. And if you've never heard of the area, that's around Buffalo. So that's my family. My mom's side is around that area. But I moved to Minneapolis because I was always a singer and I always was playing music from like 14 and up. And so I really wanted to move to Minneapolis just to be in the music scene because I knew in the city there's more opportunities to make it happen and just be around like-minded people. And so, and then I also got more into my education when I was like in 11th grade, maybe. So I applied to like 3 different schools and I ended up going to the University of Minnesota. So I'm just kind of finishing what I started in my education.
And what do you study?
So I'm creating my own major. And so I'm creating it in global studies and American Indian studies and in gender, women, and sexuality studies. And besides being a solo musician, actually, I'm also in a band called Willows. And we actually met our freshman year in the dorms because we were like in a music and art house. Mm-hmm. And so I was grateful to have met my bandmate, Colin Peters, there. So we've been in a band for a few years and we also have a release coming up in January. So that's exciting. Lots of like transformation and turning new pages and chapters. And our band, we used to play with some of the In the Strong Buffalo shows that Tom and Laura LeBlanc put on. So we're excited to just be performing again after the start of COVID and everything.
Very nice. And we definitely want to get into some of the musical projects that you're working on right now. But just take a step back right for the moment. What, you know, sparked your interest in music? You said you were performing since you were 14. Like, that's pretty young. Like what sparked that interest?
I would say I come from a family who loves music. Like I got lots of my younger musical influence from my dad, and just like around family gatherings and family parties, music would always be playing. And I have lots of different influences. My cousin used to burn CDs for me, so I was always looking forward to those. But to how I actually got into, that was kind of like my music genre background. And then how I got into singing, I can't pinpoint a time when I started singing, but the first time I performed was when I was 14 in choir class. And I was very shy. If anyone who like grew up with me knows me, I was very shy and it was hard to, like make too many friends, and I was very nervous to talk in front of people. But when I sang, I signed up for, I was in choir, and so I signed up for performance day. And that was the first time I really felt confident and comfortable, was when I was singing in front of a crowd. Ironic, because I couldn't talk. I was nervous to talk, but singing just felt really good. And I felt like I found a place that, like of home, of like where I found comfort and that I could express myself.
I totally understand. Performing music is, like, I'm also a musician. Leah and I are musicians. I totally understand the being more comfortable with just playing your music and expressing yourself that way than speaking in front of people. I totally
get that. I was always asked, like, why are you so nervous talking in front of people? You can go up on a stage and perform. I'm like, it's different. Trust me. Performing music, like, presumably you've practiced it and feel good and comfortable with it. And there's another person that you're, you know, you have like a vibe with. It's just a different, it's totally different way of expression.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Can you talk more about what, you know, just being on stage, like what performance means to you and, you know, the feelings that go through you as you're doing that?
Wow, yeah, that is a beautiful and deep question. I would say like a relief when you're on stage. There's this like, you can't see it, but it's like a stream of connection between you and listeners, and it's kind of like an energy that you hold. And personally, I would say it's like a relief. Like, it's a stress reliever whenever I'm anxious. It gives me like dopamine. That's like the happy hormone. I get happy when I sing, and that's just personally. So then when you're singing for others, it really creates this energy and like musical conversation. So, and the beautiful thing about music too is like you can always interpret it. I love how interpretive it is because, like, for example, my mom would always, I'm thinking of like in the car listening to the radio, my mom would sing like the wrong lyrics to a song she likes, but it doesn't matter what she was singing because she liked the song. So sometimes too, maybe my lyrics aren't so clear and people, different audience members might hear lyrics different, and maybe it's what, that's like the beauty. There's beauty in that.
You're listening to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine. Native Lights is produced by Minnesota Native News and Ampers with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Today, we're revisiting our chat with Jada Brown, a Minneapolis-based singer, songwriter, and spoken word poet who is affiliated with the Turtle Mountain Band of Ojibwe. We spoke with her in December 2022.
Yeah, so you write, correct?
Yeah, I do write. I've written all my own songs. So I guess I'm a songwriter. I guess that marks me as a songwriter.
And then the question that I love is like, what kind of songs do you write? Because I love answering that question myself.
Yeah. No. There's such a large variety of songs. Do you mean like lyric-wise or like topic-wise? Or
yeah. So if I were to turn on your tunes, what would I think I was listening to? What style?
Oh, what style? I would say it's very, I would say like tranquil and it's not groovy. I'm thinking of a different word than groovy, but it's very like wavy. I would say wavy.
Wavy.
I mean, okay. I'm making different music too, so it kind of differs from like what mood I'm in, but it's usually has a vibe to it, and it's more of like
chill wave.
Chill wave. It's on the chill wave.
Yes. So, do you have musical heroes?
Yeah, I have so many to count. I have many musical heroes.
Okay. Can you give us a taste?
Well, I have recent people I've been listening to that have been really inspirational, local inspiration, and then like kind of at, like throughout my teenage years when I was like developing my sound. So I can go through each realm. But like Amy Winehouse is a big one. I had this phase when I was younger and I'd like listen to her songs on repeat. And so I get her too, like people say you sound like Amy or Adele. I used to get that. And I used to listen to lots of rock, like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and lots of like 60s Laura Nero and like just like 60s kind of like soul and the doo-wop and into rock. And then my cousin used to bring me CDs of like the Fugees, and I got into more like neo soul, like Jill Scott. And so she sent me all these mixes. Yeah. And then lately, some like local inspiration would be Lady Midnight. I've always looked up to her a lot and love her music because it's like affirmation. I call it like affirmation music. And it's just like put an aura around, like a protection. Mm. That's how I explain it. And that's kind of what I've been on like in the past years is like modes of healing. And so like recent inspiration would be, I don't know how to pronounce your name, but it's like three parentheses and an O and another three parentheses. But she makes music with FKJ. So she's, I'll just call her O. She's very inspirational and Liv.E. she's out of, she also makes like neo soul type of experimental beats and just with that soul on top.
You're listening to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine. Native Lights is produced by Minnesota Native News and Ampers with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
So I was curious, you know, when it comes to your lyrics, you know, what do you find yourself writing about and where do you find your inspiration for those, for your lyrics and the messages that you're conveying through your music?
I would say it's kind of what I'm feeling at the moment. So just to throw my project out there, but a project called Admiration, which that was one of the songs I think I sent over, is a title track. It's also the name of the project, but I think that collection of songs I was writing throughout my early 20s, and it's kind of like really finding out who I am as a young adult and woman, and kind of going through, like, I wouldn't say heartbreak, but kind of like knowing your purpose and feeling lost and just trying to find and kind of like processing what that means. So lots of those songs are, and like, it talks about like finding validation, like when we seek out validation and like honoring who you are and honoring the things we have been through. So I think that album is a lot about, it brings like kind of deeper meanings. I think when I write a lot of like, I like to write about substance and depth, cause that's kind of like, I'm a very comical person. I kind of have a dry humor, but I have lots of depth. So like, I need to get that out somehow. But I've been writing music lately and it's, I would say it's different than from my last project, but I can't really like put words into it yet.
You mentioned Admiration, and as of right now, it's unreleased, right? As of this episode recording?
Yes, it is a surprise date this month in December.
Awesome. Thank you very much for, you know, giving us a sneak peek. Could you talk about that song, just what people are going to hear when they listen to it?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs off the project and in general of my catalog. I think it's really a powerful ode to you and your ancestors and finding that strength. The first few lyrics is, alone but not so scared, she finds strength through a bright sense of self built upon generations of strength. So it's like kind of like building upon the generations, and I'm recognizing your power and your love within you. It's kind of like an unconditional love. So I think it's really just feel like it wraps you in a hug.
What I like about it is that it's kind of got themes that we go through in our shows, which is that generational thinking and just that collective community. So it's great. And I noticed in that song that there's some spoken word poetry in there, and you're also a spoken word poet. Could you talk about your relationship with, you know, that style, and is it something that you weave into your music a lot?
Yeah, I would say, like, how I come at writing, sometimes I write poems, like, they come out as poems. Like, I write a piece first, and sometimes that piece will just be sitting in my catalog, in my notebook, and eventually it finds a beat or eventually it finds a melody to it. And other times I write poems to more read it in like a spoken word setting. I haven't really performed spoken word in a while, but I did. Coming back to writing is a process at times, and it's a relationship within itself. But yeah, there's not one way I write music or poetry. It kind of whatever it comes out to be is going to be what it's meant to do.
I wanted to ask about your 2021 single Onward. I really dug that song, by the way. Could you talk about that song and just how it all came together? I think you're working with another artist, Adriatic.
Thank you. Yeah. That song, it really just talks about how sometimes people closest to you can hurt you, or like you may not feel accepted. And kind of what, that's kind of like what the hook of the song means. When someone close to you feels more like an enemy, but really it's maybe like coming to that common understanding and looking past all the different layers of ourselves and our lives. But it is an uplifting song too, because I'm kind of going through those trials and tribulations. That was with Adriatic. He made the beats of the song. So he's the overall producer of all the beats on the project. So it was very exciting to, I've just worked with so many beautiful people. I made so many connections in the Twin Cities and artists and people I've learned from and collaborated with. And I'm just really grateful to be a part of it. And continue working with more people. So
awesome. And you talked about, you know, future projects and stuff like that. Could you give us a little preview of some things that are happening down the pike, or some information on any shows or?
Yes, I do have a show coming up at New Year's. So this is more like a New Year's party if you're up for New Year's celebration at Palmer's Bar, and that's Neon Nanobites New Year's Eve party. Student One will be playing there, and my friend Nano's band, Black Wine. So it's going to be a musical mix of genres. And then next January would be my bands, which are release date and show is on January 31st at Ice House at 8 p.m.
And to close out the show, we're going to play that that song we've been talking about, Admiration, from Jada Brown, which is a new and certified fresh tune.
Alone but not so scared, she pulls through, bright sense of self, built upon generations of strength. Drop the ego, oh, let it lose you. Calls out to her surroundings, knowing there's more worth to life than what we speak. Search for the longing deep in your gut. Pushes you further, shining heart star. Know your name and what it's worth. Good things will come once you seek what's inside. Grow to know yourself, one's work and pray. Thank the one who blessed you with your name. Ease your mind, let your eyes rise. You know God's up.
Thank you to Jada Brown, a Twin Cities based singer and spoken word poet. I'm Cole Primo.
And I'm Leah Lem. Miigwech for listening.
Gigawabamin.
Native Lights, Where Indigenous Voices Shine, is produced by Minnesota Native News and Ampers with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Welcome to the 21st century. Ugh. We were promised a utopian world with jetpacks, flying cars, and time machines. What we got is...
Please listen closely as our menu options have changed.
And...
unexpected item in banking area.
Thankfully, KFAI has changed and hasn't. KFAI still brings you the coolest mix of music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. And you can listen, live stream, or download the programs you want on anything from your radio to your smartphone. Whether you're on the go or just lying on the couch.
Insufficient movement detected. Have you taken a bad fall? Notifying emergency services.
KFAI, non-commercial community-powered 21st century radio.
The program is supported by Hennepin Health, your community health care plan. If you live in Hennepin County and you're eligible for Medi assistance or Medi-Sol care, Hennepin Health is here to help with coverage for medical, dental, and mental health care. Additional offers include gym,